Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Unless you work in some sort of Tibetan monastery or a meditation center, odds are that you come across some chaos in your workplace, whether it's employees sitting next to you that you don't like, or negative comments, demeaning jokes, sexual innuendos. All of these things can be prevalent in the workplace today. My guest is Beata Shalet. She's a career coach here to talk about managing some of that chaos and coming through it on the other end. Welcome to the show, Beata. So tell us a little bit about...
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, there's so much going on in the workplace today. You know, people... I mean, we seem to have turned a corner as far as some of the sexual harassment, but maybe not completely. What's going on in the workplaces today, and how can we manage that?
I think that a lot of times that we have, we're so overwhelmed and we are so stressed in our lives with always being plugged in and the expectation that we work 24/7. I mean, you know, everybody has this, like your boss gets upset or our vendors get upset if we don't get back to them with a question after they send us an email within half an hour. So the stress that we are under, always being on, makes it very difficult, and I think a lot of people are just feeling that, and it turns into almost a hostility.
So what can you do about it? I mean, short of quitting your job and go, you know, I mean, there's even been a story recently where a guy complained about some of that to HR as a big story, you know, with Al Jazeera Network, and he got fired right after he complained about some of these kinds of things. So how can you, who do you go to for help? You know, what can you do about it?
Well, I think the first thing is to really start setting personal boundaries. And we are so used to being always available that I believe, I'm a big fan of scheduling things in calendars. So when we are doing our personal time or we are engaging with our family or our friends, leave the phone in the car. Don't even take it with you or turn it off. And make sure that, you know, sort of a mindfulness that I recommend to say, if that's what you do, then be there 100% and enjoy that. And if we're at work, be there 100%. But it's really about saying how much of myself am I giving away to everybody, and how distracted will I allow myself to be? And when, you know, in my personal life, when I started to really spend quality time with myself where I was, instead of trying to do, you know, 10 things and multitasking, the quality of my life and my sanity went way up.
Well, that's certainly true, and certain workplaces are enough to make anybody crazy. So, you know, I mean, now with corporate fitness, even yoga centers and corporations and things, you know, people have a place where they can go kind of close down or shut down, and even Google and all those kind of companies now have nap rooms, and, you know, I would love that. So what do you want people to know about, you know, the things going on around them and how they react to them? Is the most important thing, how to kind of shut some of that out.
Absolutely. I believe that a lot of times we are very reactive to what comes toward us. So the, you know, the active response is the thinking about, instead of just like doing something, but waiting and saying, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, back in the Women's Code, we talk about awareness, support, and collaboration. You know, and awareness always asks, what's going on? Where am I at? And making, you know, again, this mindful decision. And then the second part is the support element, saying, you know, am I supported? Am I supporting the people around us? And the third portion is the collaborative effort to say, do we all work together well on this? So it's always about an awareness to say, you know, I'm reacting based upon a conscious choice, not because I am just, you know, I'm just acting up on what's coming toward me.
What if they go for help because of some of this chaos and it turns out bad?
You mean like if they're going to HR? Well,
yeah,
that's a really touchy issue because, I mean, HR really is meant to help you, and, you know, psychology or therapy is all meant to help you. But if you are in a particular workplace where you are expected to not seek help or to not be, you know, in charge of your own life, that does cause difficulties. But again, you know, communication, it always comes down to communication. You got to be able to communicate what's going on with you for your own health.
You do, and having a good support system at home, you know, not, while it's not good to take work home, it is good to have somebody at home that you can kind of vent to, you know, and go bitching about your boss or the person next to you. Or do you recommend, Beata, that if people are in a situation at work where they are not happy, that they tell the person directly, that they say, you wear too much perfume in the cubicle next to me and it's making me sick every day? Or, you know, that I don't like that you are playing loud music in your earbuds and I can hear it still. Do you recommend people do that directly and speak to the people?
Well, it's always hard to confront somebody directly because people have feelings and people get, people very often feel personally attacked. So it is important to find sort of the right moment and to turn it around a little bit. Language is really the key to everything. If you say to somebody, hey, it really bothers me that you're wearing a perfume, you know, that could be construed as a direct attack. But rather, perhaps, if we switch it around and we say, we'll tell a story. Storytelling always has worked, of an incident of somebody we know that has, you know, allergies, or that, you know, has an extended scent of smells, you know, and package it sort of a little nicer, and then, you know, perhaps in that conversation then weave it in a little bit and say, hey, you know, would it be possible for you to perhaps, you know, there's one scent that I seem to react to particularly. I don't mean to be offensive, but, you know, it's been something I've been getting nauseous. Could you help me out on that? You know, so it's all about the communication, but direct aggressive confrontation generally never works.
No, it just generally does not. And tell us, we just have a few minutes left here. Tell us about your book, Happy Women, Happy World, The Foolproof Fix That Takes You From Overwhelmed to Awesome. Or the women's code. Okay, well, it seems like we may not have Beata, so that is fine. I'm telling you that managing chaos is definitely something that we all need to work on, because meditation, and like I said, how cool is like Google and Yahoo and these places, they're having, you know, nap rooms and playtime. I think that's an awesome thing, is to have playtime at your workplace. So just give us your last best piece of advice and tell us about the Women's Code.
The Women's Code is the foolproof fix from overwhelmed to awesome, and it is designed to help especially women to figure out on how to put some sort of sanity in our busy lives. And my key concept is called egorhythm, and egorhythm is about finding out that there's a time for everything. And, you know, following our conversation today, that craziness that we are facing, if there is a specific time where we set a main focus, like perhaps health might be our main focus, or our family might be our main focus, we make that our priority and let everything else sort of go with the flow. But it's better for us, instead of trying to do everything all at once, to focus on one thing that takes priority and do that really well.
Great advice. Absolutely great advice. You can see more at thewomenscode.com. And, you know, we all certainly need to do that and take a step back and stop multitasking so much and focus on the task at hand. Maybe do a little meditation, some yoga, take a nap. I like all those ideas. If you missed any of our great information here, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.